People have told me that they taste just like salmon if they're cooked right.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Pressure cooked.
Get the bones so they don't interfere. I've tried them. There was a time when I'd try most anything.
Yeah.
They just tasted like mud to me. I guess I didn't clean them right. How'd you feed your hogs before you got feeders?
Just trough.
What would you call a sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
How's that now?
What would you call a noise that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
Bawls.
And how about a cow when she's hungry?
Well, she bawls or moos.
And a horse when he's hungry?
Whinnies. Or nicker.
I think I asked you about the egg that you'd put in a chicken nest to keep the hen laying, didn't I?
Yeah, nest egg. Yeah.
And you mentioned a brooder house, and what were the other things?
Well, it'd be the hen house where you just keep your whole flock, you know, laying hens and all. But then your brooder house would be your setting hen house, where you'd put your setting hens. Or if you bought your little chickens, well, you'd just have little chickens in there, which would just be a strictly a brooder house.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you call a chicken coop?
Well, yeah, that was a small individual building when they used to have just set hens, you know, on eggs, and then you just put one hen and her brood out in a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that part of the chicken that's right in front? Has the bone like
breast. This?
Uh-huh. And what do you call the bone?
Breast or the pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. When you butcher around here, do you do anything with the insides of the calf or the pig except feed them to the hogs?
Well, you'd say you save the heart and the liver and the sweetbread.
Mm-hmm.
Of the calf, then you save the heart and the liver of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they use those insides to clean them up for stuffing sausage and things like mm-hmm. that.
Use it for the casing?
Yeah, casing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You ever grind up liver and make sausage out of that?
Yeah, they use that in the sausage at times, liver, or use it in the head cheese.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do they call it when they put liver in the sausage?
Well, if you use enough liver, they call it liver loaf.
Uh-huh.
But if they don't use too much, well, they still do sausage.
Uh-huh. And what is head cheese?
Well, that's mostly the meat off of the head. You take and cut the head up and boil it. Take the eyes and things out, clean it up, and you just cook the whole head. And that meat and stuff that comes off the bone, well, then you use it, and sometimes you put heart and liver and stuff, mm-hmm. other parts in that. Then you put it all together and press it down, and then when you cut it off, well, it's just a conglomeration of meat. You call it head cheese.
Do you do anything with the juice that you have left over after you boil those?
Well, that's what ties it together. That is, that mm-hmm. it's a form of the head cheese.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, in some parts of the country, they put cornmeal in that.
Well, they could. We did. We don't. Mm-hmm. We didn't.
What do you call the part of the hog's head that's old down around the...
Jowl.
Jowl?
And you make bacon out of that, and if you want there, you put it in the head cheese. And the sausage.
In the evening, when the animals get hungry, what time do you call that?
Well, feeding time, you mean now, uh-huh. or yeah?
And
chore time.
If you go out to, or what?
Or chore time, feeding uh-huh. time, or chore time.
If you go out to get your cows in and you want to call them to you, what do you call to them?
Sick boss.